Good morning and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. We are learning Bahaloisra Rishon, the first Aliyah in Parshas Bahaloisra. This Aliyah is made up of 14 psukim running from Perkhes Pasuk Aleph to Yud Dalad. The main theme and idea of this is the lighting of the menorah and the induction of the Levium. We hear that Aaron is told that when he lights the menorah, the candles must face the central lamp of the menorah. And we're also reminded that the menorah is made up of one solid piece of gold, as was shown to Moshe by Hashem. We then hear about the final induction or giving over of the Levium, which includes a few points we haven't heard yet. They are purified by shaving them completely, and then having the Efer Parah, the ashes of the Parah Adumah, which purifies one from impurity of coming in contact with the dead, that happens to them. Then they bring two bulls, one is an Olah and a burnt offering, one is a Chatas, one is a sin offering. And all of Israel are gathered together and they place their hands on the Levium, so to speak, giving the leadership to them. Then the Levium in their turn, place their hands on the bulls, which is their element of vidui, of a confession. And finally, Aaron takes them and he waves them. Doesn't mean he picks them up, but ceremonially waves them, thereby separating them from the rest of the people. That's the contents of our Aliyah. Let's look at a few points to ponder. Number one is, why is the menorah service and it's the creation of the menorah mentioned here? Again, it is mentioned in Parashas Terumah. Why is it necessary? And Tetzaveh, again, why is it necessary to be mentioned here? So Rashi famously says that this is meant to go back-to-back to the Chanukas Hanasiim, that the dedication made of the princes of each of the tribes. You'll notice that Levi was omitted. It was the 12 tribes, including Menashe and Ephraim, which makes up the 12, excluding Levi. And Aaron was very concerned that Shevet Levi did not have an opportunity of doing Chanukas HaMizbeach, or dedicating the temple of the Mishkan, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the menorah and says that yours is Gedolah Mishalahem, is even greater than theirs. Don't worry, you're going to do the menorah. The Ramban says this doesn't make so much sense, because first of all, what he was upset about was he missed a dedication. What he's being consoled with is maintenance. Nobody wants maintenance in place of dedication. We all want to be the people laying the cornerstone or part of the dedication of the new building. We don't want to be the ones, you know, sweeping the floors. Also, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to console him with any avodah, with any service in the Mikdash, then why not the Ketores? Why not the Karbonos? Why not the serving inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Liflam V'Lifnim? Why does it have to be the menorah specifically? So the Ramban says a remarkable insight, and that is, he says that hidden in our Aliyah is actually a reference to a future event, and that is the times of the Chashmonaim, well after the closing of the canon of Tanakh. It's referring to a time when the temple will be impure, and the Chashmonaim, who are the children of Levi, the children of Aaron, will ultimately be the ones who redeem the temple and reconsecrate. They're going to do a new Chanukah, which is why we have the festival of Chanukah, which means dedication. They're going to rededicate the Mishkan. So in a certain sense, what Hashem is saying is, Aaron, you may be upset you're not dedicating the Mishkan, but you're going to end up dedicating, your children are going to end up dedicating the Mikdash in the years in the future, which is quite an interesting consolation, because it's really taking hundreds and hundreds of years later for that to actually come into effect. More than that, the Ramban goes so far as to say, quoting a number of fascinating Midrashim, quoting the Midrash Yelamdenu and the Midrash, the Megillas Sesarim, where he says that that's why the area of the Chanukah Hanasiim, the gifts of the Nasiim to dedicate the temple, are surrounded by the parasha before it, immediately before it is Birkas Kohanim, and afterwards is the menorah. Because both the Birkas Kohanim and the menorah, lighting the menorah, are items or services which will actually outlast the Beis HaMikdash itself. Birkas Kohanim is said even today. Birkas Kohanim is said in Israel on an everyday basis, in Chutz Laaretz on the festivals. And the lighting of the menorah, actually, because we light the menorahs as a commemoration of the Chanukas of the Chashmonaim, it continues past the range of the temple. And that's part of what's being said. That's the consolation that Aaron is getting over here. You'll notice that if you look carefully in this area, it says that the Levium are waved, ceremonially waved three times. Why three times? Rashi explains, because there's three groups of Levium who are being dedicated: Kahas, Gershon, and Merari, the three branches of the family. Finally, last question is, why is it that they have to be shaved? Why is their hair being cut off as part of the induction? Rashi quotes Rabbi Moshe Adarshan saying that the Levium are replacing the Bechorim, the firstborns, who served Avodah Zarah, or at least complicit with the serving of Avodah Zarah at the time of the dedication, at the times of the Egel Azov, when they were at the bottom of Har Sinai. And that was called Ochlu Mizivchei Meis, and they ate from the sacrifices of the dead, because eating the korban of Avodah Zarah is considered like eating of the dead. And being dead is similar to being Metzora, and what part of the cleansing process of Metzora is shaving their hair. So this is seen as a purification process to separate them from the Bechorim they are in fact replacing. This ends our Aliyah today. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.